live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Mary Lou MacDonald says it's wrong for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to try to exclude Sinn Féin from government formation talks. It's hoped that the first meeting of Donegal County Council's Micro Redress Committee next week will see the publication of a timetable for the rollout of the scheme and the process by which affected householders can apply. Donegal County Council has confirmed that €30,000 is to be spent on the Quigley's Point Junction where the Carndonagh Road meets the Derry Mobile Road, and people are being invited to have their say in the second phase of the Burtonport Ardmore Island regeneration project. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. But first in news, Mary Lou MacDonald says it's wrong for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to try to exclude Sinn Féin from government formation talks. Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar have both said they won't enter government with Mary Lou MacDonald. It leaves three workable options for government: a grand coalition of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, a confidence and supply deal between the two, or a second election. Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald says she will talk to Micheál Martin today.
I would say to Micheál, what you're doing is very, very wrong. That this is just wrong. It is wrong to disrespect the views and wishes of hundreds of thousands of Sinn Féin voters. But beyond that, the clear message you have been told, people do not want Fine Gael back in with Fianna Fáil in any guise. They do not want Simon Harris back in health. They do not want Owen Murphy back in housing.
Meanwhile, Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Martin Kenny says Fianna Fáil is being arrogant.
It's displaying a certain immaturity on behalf of Fianna Fáil. They need to grow up and recognise that there has been an election, that they and Fine Gael both lost seats in the election and lost quite a number of seats, that other parties gained seats, and that the parties that gained seats were parties that were seeking a different way of doing business and a different type of government and a changed government. It displays a certain disregard for the opinion and the views of the general public out there and for the electorate. And it's concerning, but I would hope that they would reconsider, that they would look at the reality. This is a changed reality in the country now, and this election has brought about that changed reality. Fianna Fáil need to sit up and listen and be prepared to accept that they will have to be part of providing at least some sense of hope for people out there who want to change.
A Stánaigh yellow rainfall warning and a Stánaigh yellow wind warning come into effect for the entire country tomorrow morning. Met Éireann has issued the warnings ahead of the arrival of Storm Dennis. It'll bring wet and windy conditions with some damaging gusts possible. Forecaster Deirdre Lowe is urging people in coastal areas to be on alert.
The winds will be strongest near the coast, and there's also going to be very high seas off the Atlantic coast, up to 10 metre seas on Sunday. So there could be overtopping of waves and coastal flooding. On Saturday, it is going to be very windy, particularly during the morning, but the winds will abate in the northwest for a while in the afternoon.
It's hoped that the first meeting of Donegal County Council's Micro Redress Committee next week will see the publication of a timetable for the rollout of the scheme and the process by which affected householders can apply. Initial Municipal District Cathaoirleán Martin McDermott says next Thursday will be a very important day for all those affected by MICA.
Just waiting on final confirmation, as you know, well, there is a meeting on the 20th of February where the 10 members of the MICA Redress Committee will meet for the first time with the Executive of the Council to get a full breakdown as to what discussions has been had with the department, to get a breakdown of the next steps over the next few weeks, and hopefully at that meeting we'll have a date as to when applications were open for people here in Inishowen and the wider Donegal area so that they can start making applications to the council to get their houses fixed.
We're moving in towards the spring and the summer. Obviously you'd be hoping that people that need work done can start that work done in the summer.
There will be a time frame, I'm sure, from when the applications open to making an application to the council, then with the engineers to go out to look at the houses, and then there will be issues then with houses that have to be tumbled in relation to planning and planning remission and things like that. like that. There will be certainly some small stumbling blocks to get over in this process, but you know, I think we're all in a position, Donal, where we really want this to happen and happen quickly. And I think the council, to be fair, from an executive point of view, are really putting a lot of effort and time into this to make this process as streamlined as possible to get those houses fixed. Because at the end of the day, we've years spent at this now, and all people want is to get the home that they live in with their family fixed. It's a priority for us so that people can get applications in, get their work started and get their lives back together again for the first time maybe now in the last 10 years, because it's some people are living in dire straits of houses and it's really, really not fair. So the onus is on us now as a council and on the department to make sure that happens as quickly as possible.
Community employment workers have gone on strike today, leading to the 24-hour closure of hundreds of services. They work in areas ranging from childcare to meals on wheels and tidy towns. They're angry that they still haven't received an occupational pension despite a Labour Court recommendation. A rally took place outside the Department of Finance earlier, and SIPTU's Eddie Mullins says the issue can't drag on any longer.
There are people who are retired here today. And they were on a figure of, they would have been on a gross figure of €770 roughly. They're now on a figure of €243 per week. That's what they have for giving a service to the state. It's a disgraceful position that they find themselves in.
Donegal County Council has confirmed that €30,000 was to be spent on the Quigley's Point Junction where the Carndonagh Road meets the Derry Mobile Road. Initial Municipal District was told this is an initial allocation for safety works, with members calling for more funding to address the risk of serious collisions. Councillor Terry Crossan says while any work is welcome, much more will be needed.
Well, I'm happy. I'm not sure if £30,000 is going to be quite enough, but it's to be welcomed. In the days up to the election, I was canvassing in that area with the now new TD, Patrick McLaughlin. We visited all the business premises in the area and all the domestic homes in the immediate area, and to a person, everyone brought up the potential dangers of that junction, the number of near and misses that occur almost on a daily basis. So it's something that clearly has to be addressed as a matter of urgency.
That whole area, right from Quigley's Point, right through into Muff, your own home area, and that black spot outside Muff we've spoken about before, you'd like to see all of that looked at in an integrated way to make sure that entire road, the Muff, Quigley's Point, Redcastle, Greencastle Road, all of that is looked at.
Absolutely. And again, getting back to that junction, large vehicles emerging from the Cairn Road onto the main Derry Mobile Road, especially vehicles turning right. They look right and it's clear. They look left and it's clear. But because they're large, slow-moving vehicles, by the time they reach the crown of the road, there could be oncoming vehicles in either direction.
A Derry City and Strabane District Councillor says it's important that local councils support the GAA Felna Nog, which takes place across Donegal, Derry and Tyrone at the end of June. Councillor Rory McHugh says the event, which took place in Derry in 2010 and 2013, is expected to bring over 25,000 visitors to the region, with under 14 teams from all over Ireland and further afield visiting the region. Derry City and Strabane District Council has already pledged support, and Councillor McHugh is urging Donegal County Council to follow suit. He says it has the potential to provide a massive boost to our local economy.
Previously, when it was held in Connacht, they stated that not only the amount of participants, but indeed visitors to the region was in the somewhere in the region of 50,000 visitors. So obviously that has a positive knock-on effect for our local economy here in Derry and Strabane, and also the other counties as well. And it also would tick the boxes in terms of our ambitious plans from our community development and health and well-being targets within our council. So this is definitely a positive and a good news story for Derry City and Strabane District Council area, and indeed the other counties that are hosts as well.
It's an important statement too at a time of Brexit, when there's a lot of talk about separation, a lot of talk about people going their own way. The fact that we're saying, yes, there is a major cross-border event going on here, and whatever is happening with Brexit, cross-border is still a very important concept in this region.
Yeah, and an event like this, such a large-scale event, as I say, we have met with members of Derry County Board, Tyrone County Board, and indeed the Ulster GAA. And the GAA, of course, as people know, has no borders in Ireland. And hopefully Donegal County Council can row in behind and also offer support, whether financially or in kind as well, to make this event as successful as it has been when it has been run before in Derry and indeed in other counties in Ireland.
The family and friends of those killed in the Stardust tragedy have been remembering the fire 39 years on. 48 people died during the Valentine's disco at the nightclub in Artean in North Dublin. Emma Turrell reports.
The DCC choir singing during a vigil at the site of the old Stardust nightclub in Artane last night. More than 400 mostly young people were at the venue when a fire broke out in the early hours of February 14, 1981. 48 people died in what remains the worst fire disaster in the history of the state. Game of Thrones actor Liam Cunningham grew up nearby.
I was about 19 at the time, and I definitely would have been there that night. And the reason I wasn't, I was a punk, and I refused to bow down to the appalling music that they were playing there.
But his sister was in the club that night.
The reports were coming through that there was 3 dead, there was 5 dead. The number just kept going up and up and up, and nobody had any information.
He eventually managed to track her down injured at a hospital in the city, which he described as a war zone.
When I got home and told my mum, my dad wasn't there. As the numbers were going up, he had hopped into a car with 2 other dads, and they were just driving around trying to find their kid.
The families have long campaigned for a new investigation. Last September, the Attorney General announced a fresh inquest would be held.
Donegal County Council is inviting people to have their say on the second phase of the Burton Port Ardmore Regeneration Project. Phase 2 of the project proposes the construction of a new harbour building and a separate enterprise building. The deadline for submissions is 4:30 on Friday, March the 6th. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The Council's newly formed Regeneration and Development Team has published plans for new buildings as part of the Burton Port Arranmore Island Harbour to Island Regeneration Project. It seeks to provide for the transformation of the harbour area of Burton Port to what they term a multi-user space with modern transport infrastructure, public amenities and services, and parking. The Council also says it will develop a high-quality shorefront, recreation, outdoor amenity and event space on Arranmore Island. Phase 2 of the project proposes the construction of a new harbour building in Burton Port. It will house Donegal County Council office accommodation, a meeting room, public facilities, ferry offices, a waiting area and tourist desk facility, and a separate enterprise building containing a number of small mixed-use units that will help create employment opportunities and stimulate entrepreneurship. Plans and full development particulars are available for inspection at County House Clifford and the Public Services Centre in Dunloe.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now almost 5:15 and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and the League of Ireland season returns tonight with 4 games taking place in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. St Pat's, they welcome Waterford, Denchicore, and newly promoted Shelburne. They make the trip to Turner's Cross to face Cork City. Those games kick off at 7:45, as does the game which features Derry City. 3 in a row, Dundalk, they're hosting Derry City, also at 7:45. While 15 minutes later, there's a Northwest derby between Finn Harps and Sligo Rovers in Ballybuffet. You can hear that game live here on Highland Radio this evening from 7:50 with Dermot Doherty and Declan Boyle, bringing full match commentary from the game. Here is the former Finn Harps captain, Declan Boyle, looking ahead to tonight's game.
I mean, Sligo have got a good quality, they're a full-time outfit, they have a nucleus of the squad were there last year, but I think they lost a lot of players as well. I mean, the big Dante's gone away, he's playing over in Poland. Romeo Park scored 11 goals last year in the league, he's over in America playing on loan, he had visa problems. So, I mean, that's 2 big players that they've lost, and the sparring of the team, centre-half and a centre-forward. And John McMahon, the other centre-half, broke his leg against Athlone down in Athlone. He's gone for 6 months. So they've lost key players themselves. And take it then, obviously, Jack Keeney as well. He lost him in July. So they've lost really, really good players. So I would say that, I mean, it's even, Stephen. I don't think that's Sligo Rovers team is as strong as they were, I mean, 2 or 3 years ago, you know. But, I mean, it's on the day. It's going to be obviously a big match. It's a great match to start off the season against Sligo Rovers at home. Conditions are going to be probably heavy, as we all know, from Park. So, and performance by Van Harps against Sligo Rovers in the last couple of years at home has been quite good. So, yeah, listen, we have new faces coming in, but that's also an opportunity for them to go out and show what they're all about. And let's see a wee bit of quality. And I think there's good quality around the centre of the park, and we've got a bit of pace up top as well. Yeah, we don't have a striker as such. Guitar will play up there. Jamie Brown might support him at times. He's only starting off. He's only a young lad, but got really good potential, and will be a threat if given the opportunities. But I would say Ollie will constantly be looking and scouring the country and countries and try to get somebody in before the 3 weeks is out. And I've no doubt he'll have somebody in within the 3 weeks.
Declan Boyle there, and as I said, Derry, they travel to take on Dundalk tonight. Declan Devine, Derry manager, says it's a great mark at the start of a campaign to see where you're at against the top side in the country.
It's a serious test for us. They don't come much more difficult, but it is what it is. You know, when you look at the calendar, you always want to see when you're going to they play the big games, and it doesn't come any bigger. I think we're involved in the biggest game on Friday night in the island of Ireland. That's something we have to look forward to. It's something we have to embrace, but we also have to understand we have a job to do. We have to go down here and we have to respect the champions, but we also have to try and do the things that we've done very well over pre-season. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the new guys fit under the team. I'm really looking forward to seeing, as a group, have we evolved? Are we disciplined enough to go here and keep a clean sheet? Are we able, the players that have been here before, have they learned from past experiences playing in Oriel Park? And you know, it's a game where I really, really can't wait, and hopefully we can go down and give a good account of ourselves. But we know, let's be honest about it, nobody's given us a chance of going here and winning. Nobody's given us a chance of going here and drawing. And maybe rightly so, because Dundalk are a formidable team, but we've got to embrace it, we've got to enjoy it, and we've got to make sure that all the hard work and all the miles that we've clocked up in our legs over the course of the last 5 or 6 weeks come into play, because that all has to be for a reason. And you know, irrelevant of the result, one lose draw, our season won't be defined by the opening game, but what it does give us is it gives us an opportunity to measure where we're at this moment in time.
Declan Devine there. Elsewhere in that League of Ireland, Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers, they're in action tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The Irish League Premiership tomorrow, the bottom two clash. Warren Point Town, they host Institute. Warren Point are 2 points clear of Institute going into that game. There's 4 games down for decision tomorrow. The leaders, Linfield, they travel to play Ballymena. Big games down for decision in youth action tomorrow. The FAI Under-18s Youth Cup, extra time and penalties if required to finish these games. At 12 noon, Letterkenny Rovers, they make the journey down to play Douglas Hall in Cork. And in the 2008 National Cup, last 16, 11:30 a.m. is kick-off time in Kilkenny, where Freebooters, they host Kilmacrenan and Celtic. FAI Intermediate Cup, last 16 round replay this weekend. Cockhill Celtic, managed by Gavin Cullen, of course, they travel to Dublin to play Kilnamah. 1:30 is the start time on that one on Sunday. And there's one game in the Ulster Senior League down for decision tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Bonnygee United host Fannett United. There's also action on Sunday in the Donegal and Inishowen leagues. There's one game in the Premier League this evening as Wolves and Leicester City, they meet at Molineux. A win for the Foxes would see them go into second place, at least until Manchester City play next week. Victory for the hosts, meanwhile, would see them go to sixth and just 3 points off the top four. Kickoffs at 8 o'clock. And two sides in poor form meet each other this evening in the Championship as Hull and Swansea, they meet at the KC Stadium at 7:45. In other news, James McLean has emerged as a major doubt for the Republic of Ireland's Euro 2020 playoff with Slovakia. The Stoke winger has been ruled out of action for several weeks with a medial knee ligament injury. Ireland, they head to Bratislava for their playoff on March the 26th. And Sadio Mane and James Milner are fit for Liverpool's Premier League game against Norwich City tomorrow. The Reds are 22 points clear at the top of the table and are closing in on a first title in 30 years. And up in Scotland, Kilmarnock say they're investigating an allegation Rangers striker Alfredo Morelos was recently abused on Wednesday night. The Scottish Premiership club insists anyone found to be responsible will be banned from Rugby Park. Kilmarnock, they beat Rangers 2-1. Gaelic Games, Donegal against Monaghan, and the Ulster Under 20 Football Championship will be live on Highland Radio tomorrow afternoon in association with the Lagoon Restaurant. Throw-in time is at 2 o'clock. The Highland commentary team is Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh. Incidentally, as far as we're aware, there'll be a pitch inspection tomorrow morning at McCool Park. Other quarter-finals in that Under 20 Championship: Cavan, they play Down; Antrim, they host Tyrone; and Derry make the journey to play Antrim. All those games start at 2 o'clock. In rugby, Will Addison looks set to miss Ireland's Guinness Six Nations clash with England on Sunday week. The Ulster back was named in the 23-man squad for this week's training camp, but was unable to take part due to a lingering calf injury. Gary Ringrose's recovery from a hand issue is behind schedule, and he's a doubt for the rest of the tournament. Well, Munster, they have a chance to move to the summit of Conference B in the Guinness Pro 14 this evening. Johan van Graan's side will be seeking a bonus point victory when they welcome the Southern Kings to Cork's Irish Independent Park with a 7:35 kickoff. The rest of the Irish provinces are in action tomorrow. Leinster, they play the Cheetahs. Ulster travel to play the Ospreys. And Connacht, they host Cardiff. One local rugby, City of Derry, they're in action in a big game in the AIL League 2C tomorrow. They host Bangor. The World Rally Championship this weekend, it's the second round of the championship. It's Rally Sweden leading the way, and that one is Elfyn Evans. And back in seventh spot is Irishman Chris Breen, along with Paul Nagel. In golf, the Genesis Open is taking place in the PGA Tour this week in California. Rory McIlroy gets a second round underway a little later this evening. He starts from 3 under par. Matt Kuchar still leads the way on 7 under par. Patrick Reed, he's one shot behind on 6 under par. He threw his first 3 holes of a second round. Tiger Woods, he's back to 1 under par through 6 holes. And finally for this evening in snooker, the quarterfinals are taking place in the Welsh Open, and Kieran Wilson is through to the semi-final to meet Ronnie O'Sullivan. Both those came through their quarterfinal ties today. The next quarterfinal sees Judd Trump taking on Sean Murphy. That one starts at 7 o'clock. Don't forget that 10 to 8 tonight, Dermot Doherty and Declan Boyle will bring us live coverage from Fun Park. Fun Harps up against Sligo Rovers. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, sunny spells and scattered showers this evening. Highest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees with fresh, gusty southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Mary Lou McDonald says it's wrong for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to try to exclude Sinn Féin from government formation talks. Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar have both said they won't enter government with Mary Lou McDonald. It's hoped that the first meeting of Donegal County Council's Micro Redress Committee next week will see the publication of a timetable for the rollout of the scheme and the process by which affected householders can apply. Initial Municipal District Cathaoirleán Martin McDermott says next Thursday will be a very important day for all those affected by MICA. Meanwhile, Donegal County Council has confirmed that €30,000 is to be spent on the Quigley's Point Junction where the current Donegal Road meets the Derry Moville Road. Initial Municipal District was told this is an initial allocation for safety works, with members calling for more funding to address the risk of serious collisions. And a status yellow rainfall warning and a status yellow wind warning come into effect for the entire country tomorrow morning. Met Éireann has issued the warnings ahead of the arrival of Storm Dennis. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 14th of February. The death has taken place of Seamus Brown, 29, Bells Park Road, Sion Mills, formerly of Irwin Crescent, Clody. His remains will repose at his home from 12 noon tomorrow, Saturday. Funeral from his home on Monday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Action Cancer, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Gerard McLaughlin, Big Jerry, Milltown, Glenelly. Gerard's remains will leave Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:20 to St Mary's Church, Bochan, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please, donations, if desired, to the Bumbleton's Children's Ambulance Service, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Teig McGinley, Lewd, Maharlosk, Bunbeg. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary at 9 p.m. on both nights, house private afterwards, please, until 11 a.m. the following morning, and strictly private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of John O'Donnell, the doctor, Sheskinarone, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Maharee Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Margaret McGettigan, Convent Road, Gort McCall, Milford. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St Bridget's Church, Golan, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Mary Malloy, née Carberry, Balnamore, Fintan. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Columbkill's Church, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. Family time, please, after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Paddy Moore, Loch Fad, Port New. His remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home at Sandfield until 6:30 this evening, followed by removal to St Connell's Church, Kilclooney, arriving at 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Robert Bobby Thompson, 3 Lennon View, Remelton. Funeral service in St Paul's Church, Remelton, at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by burial in Glenallis Cemetery. The house is private, please.